And I'm just jamming them up back to back to back to back. We're joined right now by running back for the New Orleans Saints, a two-time Pro Bowler, rookie of the year in 2017, nearly 1,600 yards from scrimmage this season, second most TDs this season with 18. He was the 67th pick overall in 2017. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you already know this. He is appearing courtesy of Gatorade and their limited edition flavor created specifically for Super Bowl 53, Alvin Kamara, my guest. Yeah. Alvin, what's up, man? How you doing?
Nothing. What's going on?
Good to see you, man. How's your week going?
Man, it's going good. You know, back at home, it feels good.
It's got to feel good. It's always good to come home. Yeah. Man, whoever made that noise about you can't go back? Of course you can go back, man. You got to go back.
For sure.
You can't leave.
Yeah.
All right, so I had Saquon Barkley on the show, mm-hmm. and we talked about his pass rushing skills that he showed off during the Pro Bowl. You got to get after the quarterback a little bit. You look pretty comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
In fact, you blew right by the tackle. You were in there in a flash. What was your strategy, and how good did it feel to be on the other side of the ball?
I mean, it felt good. It's fun. My strategy was just to use speed, try to get some speed and get around Taylor. You know, of course, Taylor's a great tackle. We're just having some fun.
Your strategy is what it always is, man. Use your speed.
Yep, yep.
Use your speed. You're 2 years into your career, and you're already doing things that have never been done in the game before.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're being real, when you got into the league, did you expect to dominate like this, or maybe does it come even as a little bit of a surprise to you?
Man, really, I just came in and just put my head down and was like, I'm going to work as hard as I can, and, you know, what comes from it comes from it. So, you know, of course, the success that I've been having is definitely a blessing, you know, and, you know, I couldn't ask for a better situation. You know, I've been put in a great situation, been trying to take advantage of all the opportunities.
Alvin Kamara joining us. Everybody talks about how humble you are despite the fact that you're a pretty amazing player already.
Yeah.
Where does the approach come from? Where did the humility come from?
Man, I mean, I'm just humble beginnings. My mom, you know, raised me the right way. And, you know, I just, you know, just learned over time never to get too big for the moment and just take it step by step, day by day.
You know what happens, too? Like, when you're the guy and you're used to being the guy and all eyes are on you and people are counting on you,
yeah.
you sometimes forget about the other people who made sacrifices so you could be in that spot.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of a commitment and sacrifices did your mom make so you could be where you are right now?
Man, a lot. From moving around to, you know, I mean, working, you know, shifts that, you know, I mean, it was obviously just hard, I mean, on any parent, especially a single parent, so just putting me and my brother and my sister in position to be successful, doing everything she can, sacrificing, you know, her life basically to make sure we got to where we need to get to.
It seems to me one of the things that really sticks out to me watching your offense is the way you and Mark Ingram not only support each other, but pick each other up. It seems like you guys have a really tight bond. How would you describe the relationship between the two of you?
Man, like brothers, you know. We take care of each other. I mean, whether it's on the field or off the field. You know, so it definitely having that relationship definitely translates to on the field. You know, no matter what, we got his back.
Dude, that's unusual though, right?
I mean,
it's unusual when you have two elite running backs. I mean, one's going to feel threatened.
Yeah.
The other guy's going to want as many touches as possible. And if that guy's taking those touches away, it's going to be an issue. It usually is, but it's not between you two guys. How does that work?
It's just not. You know, I mean, some games, you know, the flow might be going in Mark's way, and I'm like, hey, hold on to the ball and let's go. Let me know if you're tired and I'll come in. That's it. And, you know, we just keep it moving like that. So, you know, I want him to do the best he can. I want him to do, you know, have all the yards, all the touchdowns, all the accolades, everything. And, I mean, he wants that for me too. So it's easy when it's like that.
Dude, I was going to say, if he was sitting right here, he would say the same thing about you.
For sure.
So when you watch him, and you guys are different kinds of runners, when you watch him, what do you admire most about the way he plays and his running style?
Man, his anticipation for the hole. You know, his feet, you know, Mark has great feet. You know, just his overall awareness and, like, you know, he's a smart player. You know, he knows how to manipulate defenses and, you know, make people miss. And, you know, he has speed. A lot of people don't think he's fast. You know, he has speed. He can run. So, you know, it's a lot of things about Mark's game that, you know, I watch that help me, you know, become the player that I am right now.
Dude, that's got to piss him off a little bit, right? People calling him out for a lack of speed.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of people think he's slow.
He's not Alvin Kamara fast, but
nah,
I mean, he can run now.
he's fast. Mark fast.
Is he getting run down from behind very often?
Nah.
Alvin Kamara joining us. Listen, you can only control what you can control.
Yep.
You're about your own business, but he is a free agent to be. Is there any part of you that's worried that you may not be together next year?
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously, you know, with this business, it's business first. So, but me personally, I'm just putting good energy out in the air. He's going to be back next year. That's how I feel.
Well, if you like that question, you'll love this one. Here's the best part of the interview. We're asking about the NFC Championship game. Yeah. When I mention that game, what's the first thing that pops into your mind?
A scam. That's all I think. You know, obviously we all know what happened. We saw what happened with that call. It's unfortunate, and it's definitely, I mean, it's one of those things where you feel taken advantage of as far as from a trust perspective with you know, the league and what they're trying to do, or the referees and what they're trying to do. You know, it's hard to moving forward and think, you know, that we're going to get good calls and things like that. So,
feel like you got robbed?
Yeah, most definitely. Do you feel like we got robbed?
Here's my bottom line. I think that you guys had your opportunities. You were up early.
Yep.
You probably should have finished them. However, if they get that call right, there's no reason not to get that call right.
Yeah.
Then they've got one timeout left. You take a few knees, you spin clock, you kick the ball, you get off the field, and you and I aren't having this conversation.
Yeah, exactly. So that's all that matters. We win.
I see both sides. Yeah. I think it's not the reason you lost, but if they get the call right, you would have won.
So it's the reason we lost.
So it's the reason you lost. Yep. It's not the reason you lost, but you would have won. See, I've done this 30 years, man. I can do stuff like that. I can manipulate the language.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. But you can watch that play.
You're just not buying it, right? When you see that play, what do you think? I mean, dude, he not only did he hit him before the ball arrived, he didn't turn around to find the ball. He hit him in the head, and he did it early. So what do you think when you see that?
I mean, look, this is how I see it. One, the league fined him $26,000. After the fact.
There is that.
So where's the flag for the helmet to helmet? One, that's a pass interference. A pass interference and a helmet to helmet hit. So why find them after the fact? Why not throw the flag and just eliminate all that? That's how you know. I mean, it's a hit dog always hollers. You know what I'm saying? So it's a guilty party.
A hit dog always hollers.
Yep.
All right. And there was a fine there, too.
Yep.
We were talking to Alvin Kamara. So what do you do then? I mean, obviously, you're still working your way through this process.
Yeah.
You're going to watch the Super Bowl. Like, a lot of guys who don't play in the game aren't going to watch it. But then a lot of guys who don't play in the game didn't have that call against them. Yeah. So what are you going to do Sunday?
I don't care. I'm chilling. Just be chilling on Sunday. Be around some friends and family. And just, you know, I don't really care for the game or the outcome.
You think that's going to stay with you for a pretty long time, or you give it a few more days and you'll be over it?
I'm cool. I mean, I'm cool right now. You know, it's out of my hands. It's out of our hands. You know, I'm going to leave it up to, you know, the NFL to do what they feel like they need to do.
And listen, one thing about the offseason, I was checking out this video. It went viral. You working out where you carried a weight rack on your shoulders. You dragged a Jeep behind you. Dude, where did that workout come from? How did that feel?
Oh, man. It was actually, I mean, my guy, Coach Coletti, he's down in New Orleans. He trains, you know, a lot of guys. And, you know, I called him one morning. I'm like, I'm about to come work out. He's like, all right, come on. So he's like, we're going to pull a Jeep today. I'm like, all right. I'm thinking he's playing. So he reversed the Jeep out the driveway, gets the squat rack. And I'm like, we really about to do this? He's like, I'll go first. So I'm like, I can't not do it now.
No,
like, you
dude,
know what I'm saying?
No.
And a lot of people thought it was fake. I'm like, it's serious. Like, you know, that was 100% real. Like,
so that's now the standard. If the standard is the standard and that's the standard, what's next? Dragging a bus, dragging an airplane?
Oh, Cole, that's what Cole does. Cole, he pushed 18-wheelers and all that type of stuff. You go on his page, you'll see it.
Dude, he's going to put a chain around a house next time.
Yeah, he might. He could probably pull the house out the ground, too.
All right, so you're working with Gatorade. They've got their limited edition flavor. What do you have in front of you?
Limited edition Gatorade flavor. It's called Peach Blitz. Only for Super Bowl. Only in Atlanta. I mean, it's pretty good, you know. That's what we got going on.
How's that thing taste? Pretty good.
Yeah, I'll leave you one if you want to take it.
I'll take it, dude. Free as me. You know that. You know that. Listen, Alvin, I appreciate you. Really good to see you. Thanks for the Gatorade.
No doubt.
Hope you have a good weekend, man. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Great watching you. Alvin Kamara joining us, keeping it real, keeping things moving on the radio row, which I love. All right, we'll take a short time out. And there are Saints fans here. I saw, look, there they are off to the right. One was rocking a shirt. PHX Nola Girl, who's a listener to the program, rocked a shirt earlier. It said, "We were robbed." Big-time Saints fan.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, then. We are coming right back.